consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today, this Hump Day Wednesday, April 22nd, 2026 edition. Lansing's working on the budget, fiscal year 2027 spending plan. Governor came out with her numbers at the State of the State address within a day or two. The House has already said they want to cut the budget. Senate is coming up with their budget. Senate subcommittee chaired by Senator Kevin Hertel, Democrat from St. Clair Shores, included a $152 million mid-year supplemental for Selfridge Air Force runway in its fiscal year 2027 spending plan that moved to the House Appropriations Committee yesterday afternoon. The substitute Senate Bill 865 is part of the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs budget, was supported unanimously by the three-person panel that included Minority Vice Chair Lana Tice. Tice passed on the vote to move the bill to the full Appropriations Committee. Hertel said, the Democrat, just as our last several state budgets have included strong support for Selfridge Air Force Base, so too does our latest budget proposal. The base is a tremendous asset to our community, a major driver of our local economy, and a vital pillar for our national defense. That's why I have and will always continue to advocate for the resources needed to secure its future and support the brave men and women who serve there. Well, House Speaker Matt Hall, Republican, Richland Township, wants the Selfridge money approved by May in a separate standalone supplemental now. This spring, so it can be spent on construction at the base this summer. In doing that, they will create the runways and the hangars necessary to house the new F-15 fighter jets that President Trump came to Selfridge Air Force Base, held a press conference earlier this year, where Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Speaker of the House was there to announce the fighter jets coming to Selfridge Air Force Base before Donald Trump leaves office. Presidential election coming November 2028. President Trump will be president until January 20th of 2029. What Matt Hall and many of the Republicans are afraid of is if they don't build the runways and those hangars this summer, they won't be built in time for President Trump to send the fighter jets to Selfridge. They won't have runways to land on. They won't have hangars to store them. The Democrats are tying this up, folks, because they believe the next Democratic candidate for president is going to win in November 2028. If they do, as soon as they take office on January 20th of 2029, they can cancel the project. Selfridge won't get those jets. These runways and hangars need to be built this summer, not next summer. The construction the runways, the hangars to be built. It's going to take 2 years to build it. If it's not done summer of 2026, they won't be done for summer 2028 to get those jets. God forbid if a Democrat candidate wins the next presidential election, those projects will be turned away and Selfridge Air Force Base will be closed. It will be shut down. Under Biden, it was already targeted for closure. Donald Trump came into office January 20th of 2025 last year and said, no, we're not shutting it down. We're not doing it. This is a budget battle going on in Lansing right now. The Republicans and Speaker Hall want the money approved next month. Separate, standalone, supplemental to this year's fiscal year budget. This is a tactic. This is a stall tactic that the Democrats are doing. Pure and simple. Thanks, Penny, for the research. I just got a screenshot. Lansing, Michigan. Roadside parks operated by the Michigan Department of Transportation, MDOT, will open for the season on Tuesday, April 28th. MDOT maintains 85 roadside parks around the state. Some parks operate seasonally, typically closing annually in late October and then reopening in the spring. There's no date set. However, the following road parks will remain closed until later this year due to the weather, maintenance, or construction activities. Have you guys been down to Traverse City lately? Driving down US 31, coming around the bay. You know that overhead walkway where the people staying at the state park could walk over US 31 to get to the beach? Well, that walkway overhead is gone. And the park is closed with a big fence across the entire front of it on what we call Front Street or Grand View Parkway. It's where the bay, the lowest portion of the bay, is as you go into Traverse City. Well, that park is being completely rebuilt. Huge cost. I don't know what that project is going to cost, but they are completely rebuilding that whole state park. Absolutely amazing. Well, other actions real quick in the subcommittee. The Senate subcommittee moved $979 million, almost $1 billion, for the Michigan State Police budget. $643.8 million will come from the general fund, which is a slight increase from the general fund, despite overall increases in gross funding. One of the most notable changes came in Senate Bill 864, where they're closing two of the forensic labs, one in Northville, Michigan, and one in Grayling. Most of the staff from those facilities will be reassigned to the remaining labs. You know, the NCIS type labs, forensic labs you see on CBS. Well, we still have labs by the Michigan State Police in Lansing, Bridgeport, Grand Rapids, Marquette, and Metro Detroit. The consolidation is expected to save about $1.5 million in the general fund budget. Senate budget also eliminates $2.5 million in a one-time appropriation included in the current year budget, but adds $10 million in the state's disaster and emergency contingency fund, which has already this year been nearly depleted. So they're on the budget. One of the things you have to understand, this budget process, folks, is going on in both the House and the Senate. They will pass what they want. They will send it to the other chambers. They'll conference. They'll work it out. And then before June 30th, they're going to send their omnibus budget to the governor for her review, possible veto of certain line items, and signature before the summer break. Why are they going to make it on time this year? Because there's an August 4th primary election. They need to be out there campaigning, knocking on doors to get reelected to go back to Lansing. They will do their job. They will do what they're supposed to do and get this to the governor. I believe they might even get it to her early. Forget the June 30th deadline. They might even get it to her a week early, June 23rd. We'll wait and see. But basically, this is all we're going to be talking about when it comes to Lansing. These various budgets, these various departments, things going on in the House, things going on in the Senate. It's all going to happen. And we have to keep an eye on it. Well, one of the people in charge of the minority vice chair of appropriations in the House is going to be State Representative Joe Tate, finishing out his last term as a state representative Democrat from Detroit. Former House Speaker Joe Tate will finish this term as minority vice chair of House Appropriations Committee. House Speaker Republican Matt Hall announced it yesterday, saying his predecessor is a highly respected by many Democrats and have been coming to me recently saying that they made a fatal mistake in changing their leaders. We'll wrap this up on the other side. Final segment, today's show. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
The WTax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the WTax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment, real quick. Former House Speaker Joe Tate was appointed to be the minority vice chair of the House Appropriations Committee by House Republican Speaker Matt Hall yesterday, saying that his predecessor as speaker, highly respected, and many Democrats have been coming to me recently saying that they had made a major mistake in changing leaders. Now is Speaker Tate's opportunity in the final months in the legislature to lead his Democrats and join me and the Republicans in delivering a great bipartisan budget deal on time for the people of Michigan. Tate's appointment comes after the post has been vacant since July of last year, when Hall demoted State Representative Elabas Farhat, Democrat from Dearborn, for allegedly not joining Republicans in supporting a bill that would reinstate a life without parole option for those under 21 found guilty of brutal crimes. He didn't vote for the bill. Hall kicked him off the Appropriations Committee. To make room for Tate, Hall removed Democrat Natalie Price, Democrat from Berkeley, who had been serving on the House Appropriations Committee in favor for the new former House Speaker. The Tate move was not warmly received by the House Democrats and their minority leader, Rajiv Puri, the communist from Canton, who didn't exactly get a say in the matter, said Tate has never served on the Appropriations Committee before. If the Republicans and Speaker Hall want to set a precedent of interfering in minority party dynamics in the House before losing the chamber this November, that's fine. Hall and his caucus may have short memories, but we do not. And their actions this term, in public and behind the scenes, are going to have consequences. Ooh, that's a big threat. We're shaking in our boots. You guys honestly think that you're going to take back the majority in the House this November? Really? I'm predicting not only will the Republicans retain the majority, they're going to gain seats. We are going to take back the Senate, and we are going to elect a common sense businessman to be the next governor, the state of Michigan, to undo all the crap that you, Puri, and the other Democrats have been doing to the state for years. Well, he finishes off his statement. Puri says, regardless of the political game Speaker Hall is going to play during his final budget as Speaker, The Democratic caucus is focused on protecting Michiganders from the Republican budget cuts that would raise costs and eliminate essential services. Between myself, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, and Governor Gretchen Whitmer, I have no doubt we will once again secure a budget that puts the people of Michigan, our state, ahead of special interests, said Puri. This budget battle is going to come down to this, pure and simple. If Jason Tunney, the Republican, doesn't win the May 5th election a week from this coming Tuesday, it's Tuesday, May 5th, and the Democrat, Chedrick Green, wins, they go back to 20 Democrats to 18 Republicans in the state Senate. They will continue to go forward with an increased budget that Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants. And she will twist arms with Speaker Matt Hall and the Republican majority in the House to get it done. Because what she's going to do is threaten them that they have to stay in session and not go on summer break, not be able to go out there and walk in the 4th of July parades throwing candy to the kids. They won't be able to raise money. They won't be able to put up signs. They won't be able to knock on doors. They won't be able to make calls in the August 4th primary. Trying to hurt the Republican ticket from picking the right candidate to be governor and to get the right people elected in the primary election to represent the Republicans in November. Gretchen Whitmer may hold them in session all summer long, at least until after the August 4th primary election. Oh, okay, you guys can go home now, but when you come back after Labor Day, we're getting back to the budget like we did last year. We'll get it done before October 31st at midnight, or excuse me, September 30th at midnight, before it takes effect October 1st. We'll get it done in September, but you're not going to be able to campaign in July in the first few days of August. I wouldn't put it past Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, if Chedrick Green wins that election on May 5th, for them to do that. Jason Tunney wins it, the Republican, it's gridlock in the Senate. 19 Democrats to 19 Republicans. They're going to have a bipartisan budget out of the Senate. And Whitmer will get it before July 1st. This election, folks, a week from Tuesday, is critical. Now back to the 6070 Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmith.